This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. In line with Prime Minister's vision of Team India for a Viksit Bharat, this year's theme, Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047, focuses on the well-being and development of every Indian regardless of age, region, gender or socio-economic background. The meeting will deliberate on the approach to realize this vision and translate it into concrete, measurable outcomes for every citizen across the country. This meeting will bring together chief ministers and lieutenant governors to discuss the inclusive human development framework. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the aspirations of 140 crore citizens of the country will definitely be fulfilled and emphasized that the National Democratic Alliance NDA has always strengthened the nation's trust. Mr. Modi was addressing the NDA conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Modi said, every citizen of the country is filled with the dream of a Viksit Bharat and this dream is no longer limited to any single individual, government or political party.
Aaj desh ka har nagrik Viksit Bharat ke sapne se bhara hua hai. Viksit Bharat ka sapna ab kisi ek vyakti ka nahi raha, kisi sarkar ka nahi raha, kisi dal ka nahi raha. Desh ke jan jan ka sapna ban chuka hai, sankalp ban chuka hai. Aur is sapne ki purti ke liye hame अपना हर पल समर्पित करना है एनडीए के 12 वर्षों की एक बड़ी सफलता ये भी है कि देश कांग्रेस के कुचक्र से आजाद हुआ है
On this occasion, the NDA adopted a resolution lauding Prime Minister Modi for achieving this historic feat. Wishes are pouring in from across the world. Several world leaders, including US President Donald Trump, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung congratulated Mr. Modi and praised him. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Bulgaria's Prime Minister Roman Radev in Sofia yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's strong bilateral ties with Bulgaria and the opportunities arising from the growing India-Bulgaria strategic partnership. He also stressed the need for closer cooperation to de-risk and diversify in an increasingly volatile global environment. He will visit Finland today to attend the 14th edition of the Kultaranta Talks. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, will be on a one-day visit to Jaipur today. During his visit, the minister will visit All India Radio Jaipur and virtually inaugurate a 20-kilowatt FM transmitter at Ramgarh in Jaisalmer district. Prasar Bharati Chairman Prasoon Joshi will be present on the occasion. Later, Mr. Vaishnav will attend a program at the Malviya National Institute of Technology in Jaipur. A workshop on defense procurement innovations for defense excellence and testing procedures for MSMEs and startups will take place in New Delhi today. The event is aimed at enhancing awareness and exhorting greater participation of MSMEs and startups in the defense ecosystem. The Defense Ministry said it will provide an interactive platform for industry representatives to gain insights into defense procurement, procedures, testing and certification processes. Indian Railways has launched nationwide fire safety audits at railway stations to strengthen passenger safety. The initiative aims to assess existing fire safety systems and identify areas for improvement to better protect passengers and railway assets. The Railway Ministry said the audit will cover key infrastructure, including station buildings, electrical installations, air conditioning and ventilation systems, emergency exits and firefighting equipment. The objective is to ensure railway stations are fully prepared to respond effectively to emergencies, including fire incidents. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma have advanced to the second round of the women's singles event at the Australia Open in Sydney. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Peru's world number 76, Inés Castillo, 21-13, 21-11, in the first round. She will face next phase compatriot and world number 39, Isharani Barwa, in the pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.